Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Where we live. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. John chapter 15, verse 7. Charles Spurgeon said, "Believers do not enjoy the gifts of divine grace all at once. Coming to Christ, we are saved by a true union with Him. But it is by abiding in that union that we further receive the purity, the joy, the power, and the blessedness that are stored up in Him for His people." See how our Lord states this when He speaks to the believing Jews in the 8th chapter of this gospel at the 31st and 32nd verses. "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.' We do not know all the truth of God at once. We learn it by abiding in Jesus. Perseverance in divine grace is an educational process by which we learn the truth of God fully. The emancipating power of the truth is also gradually perceived and enjoyed. The truth will make you free. One bond after another snaps, and we are free indeed. Every believer should be an abider, but many have hardly earned the name as yet. You have to live with Christ to know Him, and the longer you live with Him, the more you will admire and adore Him, and the more you will receive from Him even grace for grace. Jesus, in the esteem of abiding believers, grows sweeter and dearer, fairer and lovelier each day. Not that He improves in Himself, for He is perfect, but as we increase in our knowledge of Him, we appreciate more thoroughly His matchless excellences." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Secret of Power in Prayer. All of us probably know what house rules are. In my home growing up, we took off our shoes when we came in the door. Family members came in through the garage door unless we were bringing a friend home, and then we came in through the front door. A casual observer may not catch these things, but the longer you were in our home, the more clearly you would see these things. In the same way, we get more familiar with the house rules of our heavenly home the more time we spend there. My cousin Dick Brogdon pointed out, the word abide in Greek, meno, is where we get our word mansion, our home, where we spend our time. It's also as we abide with Jesus that we get to know His heart. And then as we get to know Him better, we can pray prayers more aligned to His will, prayers that He delights to answer. This makes our relationship with Him sweeter and sweeter. Just as the old chorus says, "He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again."
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.